1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Now let's go over to 1 John chapter 2. Verse 1. My little children, these things I write unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And that's what we felt like reading and hearing. And I know we've used this text before, a few years ago. We were thinking on the service last night, laying in her bed. You preachers know what I'm talking about. The Lord begins to show you things. So we might have used this text and these scriptures a few years ago, but I believe the Lord wants to lead me a different way with them. So you pray with us for just a little while. So if the Lord would be our helper for just a few minutes, I'd like to preach to you. When the adversary meets the advocate. Now you pray for just a little while. We read about a fella named Jonah. And the Lord talked to him, and that's our advocate. He said, I want you to go down to Nineveh, that great city, and preach the preaching I'd have you to preach. And that's not exactly the text, I know that, but that's just my version of what the Lord told Jonah to do. Now, the first thing, and I'm sure, and this is just, might just be conjecture on my part, but I'm sure the adversary told Jonah, what are you doing? Why are you going to that awful place? They will do you harm down there in that city. They're not of the children of Israel. I believe it was Assyrian, if I'm not mistaken. They don't even know their right hand from their left. What are you thinking going to Nineveh? And every bit of that might have been true. But you see, even the Ninevites had an advocate. Even the Ninevites had an advocate. You see, it really don't matter where you're from. And I know we want to get a little self-righteous sometimes, don't we? It don't matter where you're from. It don't matter what political party you're affiliated with. It don't matter what your skin color is. It don't matter your race or your ethnicity. Everybody's got an adversary. And everybody's got an advocate.
Amen.
And so, Jonah did what I've done. Jonah did what you've done. He boarded a ship sailing to Tarsus and went the wrong way. Why? Because he was listening to the adversary. And I want, and this scripture I read to you, and you pray, it may take me a few minutes to get to the Lord. This scripture that I read to you named your adversary. It said, your adversary, the devil, goes to and forth as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he's not picky. He'd just as soon destroy a drunkard as he would a pastor. He'd just as soon destroy a drug addict as he would you. He loved the opportunity in just a few seconds to kill every bit of the influence that you may have had over somebody.
That's right.
With just a few unkind words, with just a slip, He loved to destroy you and everything you got. And He did His best to destroy Jonah. Did you know that? You know Jonah's story. He got out on the ship and a big storm came and the winds blew and the sailors that was with him had to go wake him up. That's how, and listen, I want to get this point across to you. This is how convinced the devil, the adversary, had Jonah. Jonah was so convinced that he was doing what he needed to do that he laid down and went to sleep in the middle of the storm. If we're not careful, we listen to the wrong voice. And Jonah, they had to wake him up. They said, "What meanest thou, O sleeper?" Listen, we're living in a dangerous time. We're in the middle of a storm. This world is raging and sin is on every hand. We don't have time to lay down. We don't have time to take our ease. We don't have time to enjoy the fruits of the land. Friends, we're in a battle. And if we're going to win the battle, we've got to rely on the advocate. We've got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. It names our adversary the devil. It also names the advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. To whom, as Peter said, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. And I'm persuaded and convinced that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I like the song, don't you? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Amen. Bless
you. They threw everything off the ship. And still it was rocking and swaying. The waves crashing up on it, water coming up over the bow. Thought short it would capsize as they were drowning. Fear was in their heart. And they cast lots to see whose fault this might be. And the lot fell on Jonah. And Jonah was so convinced by the adversary that he was doing what he needed to do that he said, "Just throw me overboard. I'll drown and that'll be it. There'll be no more of me and you boys will be saved." And sure enough, as soon as they threw Jonah overboard, the storm ceased and the sailors said their vows and they were thankful that the storm had ended. And Jonah thought his life was over, but he forgot one thing. When you think you've had it all, when you think you've gone as far as you can go, when you think that this is it, it's over with, I'm done for, remember one thing, you've got an advocate.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
What Jonah didn't realize, God already had a plan for him. He prepared a great fish just for Jonah. The Lord helped me to preach one time on your great fish. He prepared one for you to rescue you when you were drowning in sin. Oh, folks. You know what happened. The fish swallowed Jonah. You know why he did? Because the advocate had to get Jonah's attention. He had to get him where he could talk to him for a few minutes. Has the Lord ever put you in that situation?
Yeah.
Has He ever had to get your attention where He could talk to you and speak to your heart?
Yes.
I remember the kids used to say, "Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." You remember that?
Yes.
He doesn't speak through these ears. He speaks to your heart. Now, the way I read the Bible, Jonah was the only one in the belly of the whale. And yet, he could still hear that still small voice.
Yeah.
He could still hear. We hear him crying, we hear him praying, don't we?
Yes.
He said, I will pay the vows that I owe. Salvation is of the Lord. He said, for the belly of hell cried I. He got to a place where what the adversary had to say didn't make any sense anymore. And he realized his only hope, as Bobby sings that song, the only hope that he had was in the Advocate. That's your only hope. Who else would have died for you on the cross of Calvary? Who else would have paid the price that you couldn't pay for your sin? It was your Advocate that went to Calvary. Oh, that we'd realize whenever the adversary comes forth as a roaring lion. And I read about the man Daniel. I read about how that he prayed and they raised him and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up as the princes of Babylon. They were above all that were there, Saint Pharaoh himself. And they got jealous of him, the other princes did. And they said, let's see if we can't contrive a law that we can find him guilty and do away with him. And they said, we won't be able to catch him in anything unless it's in service to his Advocate. Amen. Let me tell you something. I like the song, I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is your, Lord. I don't have time to praise the things of this world, to praise the people of this world. I'm busy praising my Advocate.
Amen. Amen.
Oh. Daniel knew. He knew the law that they had passed. And yet, he praised his Advocate anyway. Now, just let me get this for just a thought. When COVID hit, you would have thought that a worldwide pandemic would have brought people closer to their Advocate. That it would have brought people closer to the Lord. And just the opposite has happened. Fewer people in church than there ever have been. Oh. And it was different in different states. Our governor in our state said that we couldn't have more than 10 people to congregate in a church service at a time. And I know there were places that just shut down.
Yeah.
Just shut down completely. Maybe the pastor would come on YouTube or Facebook or something like that. They said we couldn't have more than 10. And my Bible teaches that we're supposed to honor the laws of the land. So that's what we did. We had 10. I tried to get 10 different people for every service that we had.
Yeah.
Till we could get through. And we figured out that we could gather outside and have as many as we want. So we gathered outside in the parking lot and we had service. And people drove by and people honked their horns. And some people pulled over in the parking lot across the road and stopped and listened. And it was different and I had to get used to it. But when you're willing to serve and worship the Advocate, he'll honor you and bless you in kind.
Amen.
The adversary said, just play it safe. But the Advocate said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Daniel knew the law had been passed, and he prayed anyway. Now listen, he could have listened to the adversary. Now, if you close your windows, maybe they won't hear you. You don't have to pray out loud. You just keep it on the inside, and maybe they won't hear you. You know why our world's in the shape it's in? They quit hearing our prayers a long time ago. I've told this, I'm going to tell it again. We didn't have much growing up. Dad worked at Ryan's. They didn't pay a lot. He was the only one in the family that worked. We had one car. We went out to eat maybe once a year. We drank a lot of Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. I ate a lot of soup beans. But every night before we went to bed, me, my sister, my mom, and my dad gathered around a four-stack heater that sat beside the freezer. And we prayed. And I heard my mom and I heard my dad pray and call my name every night. You want to know why this world's in the shape that it's in? They quit hearing our prayers a long time ago. Oh, the adversary said, just close your windows, Daniel. But the advocate said, they need to hear who your advocate is. And so he prayed. I'll hurry along the best I can. And so he prayed. They heard his prayer. They took the petition before the king. And they said, you've made a law that nobody is to make a petition before anybody for these certain number of days. And here he is, Daniel, praying to his God. And the sentence, according to the petition, is that he be cast in the den of lions. And the adversary, as he was working through those princes, they thought, no doubt, we got it. We got him. He's guilty. He'll be crushed. That'll be the end of this troublemaker. And it will do things our way. Oh, but what they didn't know was Daniel's advocate. Oh, and so, according to the law, they took Daniel down. They cast him in the den of lions. And those men thought, surely that's it. He'll be eaten. He'll be crushed. They put the stone up over the door. And the king worried. And he spent the night pacing and praying. And he went back down early in the morning. And he said, oh, Daniel, is that king that thou serve continually? If you want help against the adversary, serve the advocate continually.
Amen.
Amen.
Is he able to deliver you?
Yeah.
And we hear Daniel say, O king, live forever. And this is just my words. I'm going to put my words in Daniel's mouth. The advocate showed up.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you want his words? He said, my God has sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth.
Amen.
If he's roaring against you and he says how much he's going to destroy you and tear your life all to pieces, listen to the advocate. He can shut the lion's mouth. He can shut that adversary's mouth up and put him on the run.
Amen.
When the adversary meets the advocate. And so the Pharisees have went before Pilate, as the tradition was. It was a tradition for them to release one and two of the people for the Passover. And the Pharisees and the priests said, here's Jesus.
Yeah.
Then we got Barabbas. And the adversary worked on the priest and worked on the crowd that day until Pilate heard, away with him! Crucify him! Give him to us, Barabbas! And the priest and the crowd's voice were more instant. And he said to this, crucify this man, for I find no fault in him. Let me tell you something. You'll never find any fault in my advocate, Jesus. He's perfect. He's without sin. And I know we heard the song about David. David was another one that relied on his advocate. Oh, we heard about Goliath, so strong, so tall. He was a champion. He'd never been defeated. He might have been considered the adversary. But David said, the battle is my advocate. The battle is the Lord, and he will deliver you into my hands.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And old Judas listened to the adversary. When the adversary said, just look, what waste. Oh, we could have taken that alabaster box and that ointment. We could have sold that, made money to feed the poor. And there you are, letting that woman break it. And pour that oil over your feet, wash your feet with her hair. Oh. You know, there's nothing inherently wrong with a dollar. But the adversary uses it. And the Bible says the love of it is the root of all evil. And if we're not careful, we'll listen to the adversary rather than the advocate. Just as Judas did. He said, what will you give me? What will you give me for this Jesus? And they conspired with him for 30 pieces of silver. And the adversary said, you're set up now, Judas. Oh, you got it made, son. You'll be able to buy whatever you need with that. They'll just take him down there and slap him on the wrist. He'll spend a day or two in jail and you'll have your 30 pieces of silver. Not so, was it? Oh. And they took him down there and you know what they did. They scourged him. They put the crown of thorns on his head and the adversary was roaring. They put the cross on his back and marched him up toward Calvary's hill, bloody, battered, and beaten. And they compelled one Simon to bear the cross after him, did they? And the adversary said, don't you do that. The adversary said, oh, they'll punish you as well. If you pick up that cross, you're as good as dead. If you pick up that cross, what will the Romans think of you? If you pick up that cross, what will it mean for your life? Oh, you're in trouble if you pick up that cross. But the advocate said, deny thyself. Oh, pick up your cross and follow me. And I can see old Simon down the road years later with that little grandchild on his knee saying, oh, baby, let me tell you what Papa got to do. I got to walk in the footsteps, in the bloody footsteps that bear a cross for the Savior. When the adversary meets the advocate, they nailed him. And can't you hear the lion roar? Can't you hear old Satan? Can't you hear the adversary as they nailed him to the cross? And every time the hammer hit the nail, the blood squirted out of his hands and out of his feet. And Satan said, I got him. I got him. It's over. They picked up the cross and they put it down in the ground, dropped it, it made a thud, shook every bone in his body, no doubt. And the blood droplets fell. He said, I thirst. And Satan said, yes, yes, I got him. But the advocate said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The adversary told the thief, if he's Christ, he ought to be able to help you then too. If thou art the Christ, save thyself and us. And then there was the other thief. He said, you know we're guilty for what we've done. This man's done nothing worthy of this. He said, Father, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. No doubt the adversary had said, look at you, boy. You ain't nothing. And you're guilty, and you deserve to die. But the advocate said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Amen.
Oh. And there he is on the cross. And no doubt his mama looking at him, tears flowing. And she could see him fading. The life slowly draining out of him. And the adversary, old Satan, said, I got him. It's over with. And I've won. And we hear the advocate say, and Satan misunderstood this, no doubt. The advocate said, it is finished. Satan thought, yeah, your life is over, boy. I've got you. It's done with. And he watched him as they took the body down off the tree, as they rolled it up and put it in the tomb, as they sealed the tomb, and they put the stone over it, and they sealed it with the signet, and put soldiers there to guard him, and the adversary roared, and he said, yes. But what he misunderstood was, what was finished wasn't his life here. It was the plan of salvation. Thank God the advocate finished it for you.
Amen.
Thank
you.
Praise the Lord.
And the adversary whispered in the soldiers' ears, and they smote their breasts. And they got down on one knee. And they made a mockery of him. Oh, but you know, even them men that mocked him, he's their advocate too.
Amen.
There's two men on the road to Emmaus, walking down there. Two followers of that fella, Jesus, and they're talking, and they're saying, because the one that they had put their hope in, they watched him die on the cross. And they thought sure that he'd redeem Israel. And then another fellow came along. He said, what manner of salutation is this, of conversation is this that you're sad? And they said, we trusted in this one that he surely would redeem Israel. And now today's the third day.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
The adversary had been talking to him. The adversary had been telling him it's over with and it's done. But the advocate began in the scriptures and explained himself.
Thank you, Lord.
And as they walked on where they were going, their hearts burned within them. You know why? Because they've got to talk to the advocate. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's over with. He's in the tomb. But early in the morning, Mary made her way down, didn't she? And as she went, she talked with the sister that was with her. They said, how are we going to roll?
Yes.
That stone away. We loved him. He meant so much to us. We'd like to just prepare his body as the tradition is. How on earth are we going to roll the stone away? And when they get there, they see the stone's been rolled away. The angel sat on it. And the angel speaks to Mary. You know who that was? That was our advocate.
Amen.
He said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, for he's risen. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Let me just preach this to you. I'd love to go over there. I'd love to see the physical spot. I probably never will be able to. But I can tell you, I know the tomb is empty. How do you know? Because I've had a talk with the advocate. And he lives down in the heart. We could talk of Job, who the adversary gave a really hard time, took everything away in one day. And even the old adversary began to talk to Job's wife, didn't he? He said, won't you just give up? To the point where Job's wife says, won't you just curse God and die? He said, thou talkest one foolish woman. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. I know my adversary, and I know my advocate. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know Job's story. Satan took everything, didn't he? Except his life. He may take all I've got. All my children, my grandchild, my wife. I may go home, my home be burned up, burned to the ground. I may go to the doctor before this night's over and them say, you're eat up with cancer. I don't know. But I know this. I started with Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm going through.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
I know whom I have believed.
Yes.
And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that. That I've committed unto him against that day. Now, Marty, I know I don't preach a whole lot of doctrine, but I believe if you listen to that verse real close, that's as close to eternal salvation as you can get.
Amen.
I know whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that. What did you give to him, preacher? I gave him my soul. And he's got it sealed until the day of redemption.
Amen.
It's something so sacred, so precious, even a fool like me can't mess it up.
You can't lose it.
No.
You can't scar it. You can't stain it. You can't bring any doubt about it whatsoever. I've heard old preachers say it's a no-so way. I believe that. Can you think of anything greater than our advocate? Can you think of anything greater than God?
No.
Then how can a man receive him into his heart and not know it?
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I'll be done in a second. Most of you know I got me a new vehicle. John Holt always parks on this side of the church. I always park on that side of the church. But last Wednesday night, we happened to be out in the parking lot over here, and John walked by and he said, whose is this? I said, that's mine, John. I traded. You see, he noticed. If he noticed some little something like that, how could you not know?
Amen.
Amen.
That you got Jesus on the inside.
Amen.
All right. When the adversary meets the advocate, friend, Satan had a plan for Job. He had a plan for Jonah. He had a plan for the people of Nineveh. He had a plan for Daniel. But the advocate had a better plan.
Amen.
Satan's got a plan for you. But the advocate has a better plan.
Amen.
Has God ever told you no? Has God ever told you no?
Yes.
You want something with all your heart. You ask God for it, and he tells you no.
Mm-hmm.
He's told me no a time or two.
Yeah.
But what I found out down the road later in life what he had for me was better than what I was asking
Amen.
For. See, the adversary wants you to settle. The adversary wants to stick some play pretty in front of you. So there you go. But the advocate has something better.
That's right.
If you'll trust in him.
Amen.
When the adversary meets the advocate.